Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And you can also follow us on social media. I'm at Chris_Broussard on Twitter. ChrisBroussard68 on the gram. Rob is at RobParkerFS1 on both Twitter and Instagram. And Rob, we were talking about Philadelphia a moment ago. They are waxing Miami. I mean, it seems like every other game in NBA is a blowout this year.
It is so bad, Chris. So are you able to watch or not?
Well,
your business,
you watch, but like you said,
expertise. But it's hard to watch the games, isn't it?
Yeah, because a lot of them are over in the second quarter.
Right.
I mean, really, like you always say there. You always make a run, right? You'll see a team get down big.
Oh yeah.
Early
in the NBA, there is
come
a
back,
run.
Right. But this year, that's not really happening a lot. It's happened occasionally, but. Yeah, and I've talked to people around the league about it. Obviously, no one knows for sure what's going on, but some talk about the lack of fans. So, you know, momentum, you don't get those momentum swings. Some talk about the lack of training camp. So, you know, teams aren't in as good a shape and, you know, players aren't ready yet. And it's just nobody really knows what it is, but everyone is talking about it. And the Philly's up 103-84 on Miami. So there's that. We got Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia coming up at the bottom of the hour. That's the big show that has made DJ Alex Tyshirt a superstar.
He is so big on social media now. Like you know, people just are all into him now.
He knows it, doesn't he? I mean, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
You thought he was arrogant before.
Oh, wow.
My goodness.
Chris, you have no idea how tough it is to get vegetables at the store now when I walk around. Everyone says, Alex, oh, Alex, you're so smart. You know so much sports. And I say, I know nothing. It's great.
You know what that reminds me of? Now, I don't know if you guys have heard of this. I'll bring it up because it's TV theme song Thursday. Bridgerton? You guys heard of this new show? This show, Bridgerton?
Bridgerton on what?
It's Shonda Rhimes. It's like on, I don't know, Netflix or something. But my wife and I, you know, we were watching Billions, and you know, it's done. They just got cut off because of the pandemic, so it just stopped in the middle of season five. They didn't even come. You know, it was just they stopped filming. So midway through season five, it was over. Season five or six, one of them. So we've been looking for stuff, and she wanted to watch this Bridgerton, which is all right. We're watching it. It's not bad. But it reminds me of Alex threw in the accent, but it's a lot of that stuff. But let's get to Deshaun Watson, Rob. And we all know that Deshaun Watson reportedly, because he hasn't come out and said anything, but reportedly, according to people
admit, there's too much going on. And if he really wanted to clear the air, he could have said, none of this is true.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
I think you're
That's
right.
why there's
yeah,
something
I believe
to
the reports. Yeah,
right.
I believe the reports. But that he's unhappy, and he's unhappy with the direction of the franchise, some of the moves that have been made. Like, he wanted to be consulted on the GM hire, and they hired Nick Caserio without talking to him. Now, the owner told him he would talk to him. He told Deshaun, I'm going to talk to you before we make a hire, and never
did. People change their minds.
And
things
that's
happen.
Upset. Okay, that's upset Deshaun. And he's talking, you know, at least the reports are, that he may ask for a trade. So there, obviously everybody around the NFL is talking about it, Rob. And an anonymous NFL executive is quoted as saying this in The Athletic. He thinks that Deshaun Watson, Rob, is bringing the NBA's player empowerment movement to the NFL. Here's what he says. Watson represents an example of player empowerment like we see in the NBA because he has enough money in the bank. He can say, no, you are going to do it the way I want to do it, or else you do not have me. This is presuming he believes the DeAndre Hopkins trade and other moves were irrational, and the GM was hired in a ridiculous way. I think that's out of the quote. So the quote is that ends with, no, you are going to do it the way I want to do it, or else you won't have me. Rob, you are not a fan of player empowerment.
No,
at least to the degree that it's happened.
Yeah, that's not. First of all, give your thoughts. I want to say that I'm all about free agency. You can go wherever you want. Does that mean I like it? No. So they're not breaking the law. This is their contract. They can go if the top five NBA players want to go play on the same team and they get enjoyment out of it. I can't knock it. I'm telling you, I don't like it. That doesn't mean that they don't have the right to do it. They're not doing anything illegal. In this case, I just think Deshaun Watson's energy is misplaced. Football is just a total different animal. When you're talking about moving one or two players in the NBA or what the Nets just did by trading for Harden, Chris, that changes. That's a game changer. In the NFL, there's two sides of the ball. There's 11 players. There's all kinds of other stuff. You can't tell me. And then to say he wants to be involved, you know, in the hiring of a GM and a coach, I don't see that. And if I'm an owner, I'm not interested in a player and all that. He doesn't know. If I were to quiz him right now and ask him, give me the top 10 guys out there for GM jobs, I'm sure he wouldn't have named the guy who just got the job in Detroit. I'm almost guaranteeing you that name wouldn't have come up. And that's my point, is that you can't do it unless you're well-versed. And I can't believe he knows who should be a GM and who should be a coach compared to, you know, being a quarterback. And if they want to come in and ask you, Chris, hey, what do you think of Eric Bieniemy or whatever? What have you heard around the league or whatever? And they bring in him and J.J. Watt. I respect that. That's fine. But they don't owe him that. They owe him to pay him his money to come play quarterback. And if it was really, really that important to him, he should have got it in writing. If it really was that, like, I won't re-sign here unless I can be involved. Then he had the right to be upset if that's what it was, Chris, and it was in his contract that he was supposed to be involved. But other than that, I don't think a team owes any player the right for them to tell them what their business is and how they do their business and who they should hire. Should they get input or ask if they want to? Yes, I'm not against that. What happens if Deshaun Watson is terrible the next 2 years, or the guy that he recommended to be coach is terrible, or the other players say, oh, yeah, that's Deshaun Watson's boy, the new coach, because that's the guy he wanted. What about the other players you alienate? It's not about Deshaun Watson not wanting to have some input, Chris. I think it's a bad road to go down in the NFL compared to the NBA. In the NBA, one or two players make a huge difference, and I could see why LeBron James or Kevin Durant would be involved in stuff like that. I do. There's only five guys on the court. Football is a different animal.
I also think, though, in NBA, only a few players are good enough for that privilege.
Not everybody.
And I'm talking about there are many superstars who aren't good enough for that privilege. Like LeBron James, yes, he's proven. He's made all types of input on rosters. He's kind of built teams, let's keep it real. But they've won a championship. That's the difference. And LeBron, whether he wins the title or not, you know when you get him, you are a contender. You know that. And very few other players can say that. So if you're not going to automatically make me a contender, then your input will be somewhat limited. You won't get the input LeBron gets. I do think that this is Deshaun Watson being a young guy, watching the NBA. I do think he sees what the NBA players do. And I think he is saying, you know what, maybe I can get a little say. Now, I think you're going too far with it. I don't think he expects to be sitting in meetings while they interview a coach or as they're deciding what coach they're going to pick or GM. I don't think that's a good position for a player to be in. Even LeBron, when he does let it be known who he wants and, you know, that he trades need to be made or something, he's not going in there with Rob Pelinka or in Cleveland sitting down with David Griffin in his office and the other executives saying, look, what do you guys think? How about this? He's not doing all that. His agent will let the team know what LeBron wants. That's it. LeBron ain't all up in there like that. And I think you shouldn't be, because if players cannot be that attached to the coach, that's just not a good situation. What if, okay, if Deshaun Watson let it be known, it was reported that he wants Eric Bieniemy for coach. Look, if that's the only offer Bieniemy gets, then obviously you got to take it. But if I'm Eric Bieniemy, I don't want everybody thinking as I come in the door, as I address the team at our first practice, our first meeting, that I'm Deshaun's boy. That can't work. He's got to be able to coach. The coach has to have that respect from the players, and he can't be viewed as any one player's guy. You're right. In the NBA, it's a little different because you have fewer players, more
just,
impact
right.
for one player. Right.
But it's NFL, just it's totally yeah. different. Right.
But I think in reality, Rob, my opinion, what Deshaun wants is just run it by me. Not that I'm going to be able to veto it or whatever, but maybe ask my opinion, because I've seen you guys making bad moves. You let Jadeveon Clowney go. You know, you let DeAndre Hopkins, my best receiver, go. Like, can you just let a brother know what you're thinking and I can at least give you my opinion? I really feel like that's what he is thinking, more so than I'm going to pick the coach. I'm going to pick the GM.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
I think you're guessing, Rob. I think he'd be asinine to think he's going to go in there and pick the coach and GM.
That's what but to be that upset, oh, I'm upset that they hired a GM. Or, you know, like, I just, okay.
The story around that.
No,
I think some of his anger is legitimized by, you know, they picked the search committee, paid hundreds of thousands of dollars for him. Nick Caserio, who they hired from the Patriots, was not even in the top five for the search committee.
Doesn't matter.
Just picked him. Why'd you pay the search committee that much?
Because
Rob, do you think these owners know?
No, that's
you just, think but, Kyle but, McNair but I, knows but I think, all
no,
you
no,
know,
I don't.
All these GMs?
No, I think it's hard for people. When I remember when Matt Millen got hired in Detroit, Chris. You remember he was doing the games on Fox. Matt Millen sounded like a football god, like he invented football. I'm serious. Like he was a star. I thought he was going to replace John Madden at one point. I mean, that's how good Matt Millen was about players and all this. He wowed the Ford family, had zero experience. He never worked one day in a front office. And Chris, arguably the worst general manager in the history of sports. Seriously.
He was horrible.
Like the worst.
And I remember him. You're right. Because he was on ESPN sometimes.
Am I right?
And
you remember?
Yeah, he was good. Yeah.
Very good. Matt won 4 Super Bowls as a player. He had everything, Chris. Charismatic, could talk the game, everything. And my point is, it's already hard. And then for a player to say that he wants in on the GM, maybe, Chris, on the coach, maybe, but a GM?
I think
you see what I'm saying?
Football at
coach?
Most,
yes.
In football at most, they run it by you. Hey, Tom, you know, we're thinking about hiring, you know, Eric Bieniemy. What do you think? You know, that's it. Don't mean you're going to be able to say yay or nay. Go with him, and I'm going to take it as gospel. But I think that's about the most you can give a guy in football.
I mean, I don't understand. Like, and maybe it's over the top, Chris. What's being reported and how mad he is, and this and that. I don't know. I'm not against people having say. I just think that is he well versed enough to give a good enough opinion about the hiring of someone. That's all I'm saying. Does he know who the players
are?
There's
no way.
Right?
There's no way. I don't think, again, that's why I don't think there's any way he's asking for that. I think he just wants to be, like, I think he would have liked the heads up that, hey, you know, I think we're going to get rid of DeAndre. I think he'd have liked the heads up, because then he could have been, hold up, it's my best receiver. DeAndre does this, this, and that for us. If we don't have DeAndre, our running game's going to suffer. Our other receivers won't, you know, they'll get more. I think that's what he'd like. Ultimately, they're going to make the decision, but I just, you're right. I'm guessing, you're guessing.
We're both guessing. All right.
But I can't imagine he thinks he's going to run, you know, be hiring coaches and GMs. All right. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. It's your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the odd couple. All right. If Deshaun Watson brings player empowerment to the NFL, I mean, think about it. If Deshaun Watson brings NBA-type player empowerment, think LeBron James, think Kevin Durant, think James Harden, think Kawhi Leonard and how he left San Antonio and so on and so forth. If he brings that to the NFL, is it a good thing or a bad thing? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Please, Rob, don't. Please, Rob, don't.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if that was live or if that was the tape.
Wait a minute. Where we got? Hold on. Where's the song? Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
What is wrong with your uh-huh? Let me do it. Let me show you how it's done.
Come on, let's go. Let Chris do it.
Hee-hee-hee, ha-ha. Hee-hee-hee, ha-ha. That's how it's done.
All right, it's a TV theme song Thursday. That's hee-haw.
Was that a national hit?
Yes, Chris, that was on for 20 years. I'm going to look it up.
Really?
Yes. It was syndicated.
I remember it when I was a kid. My grandparents watched it in Cincinnati, Ohio. But
everybody
it was on 20
it. It used
years?
To come on Saturday nights. I'm going to look it up. I bet you. Go ahead.
That was a crazy show, man. Golly. All right. Whether you're a pro on the job site or managing properties, clean and safe is your number one priority. Lowe's goes beyond the basics, folks. Brings you commercial cleaning from top brands like Clorox, Zep, and Rubbermaid. Shop LowesForPros.com and choose delivery or pickup in-store. Lowe's, the new home for pros, U.S. only. All right, 877.
Chris, are you ready?
Go ahead.
It was originally on CBS from 1969 to 1971. You ready? Then it went into syndication. It was on from 1971 to 1993. So it was like from 69 to 93. How many years is that? 24.
You sure
it was on for
Columbia?
24 years in a row.
Syndication. Yeah.
That's amazing.
I had no idea it was on that long until 1993. Yeah. I don't think I saw it after the 70s.
No, I didn't either. It was still on, but I didn't see it. All right, let's get to the
877-99 on Fox. Do you want to see NBA-type player empowerment in the NFL?
All right, Ryan and El Paso, you're on the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, what's up, fellas? How you guys doing tonight?
Doing
great,
good.
Man. How are you?
I'm blessed, man. Thank you for asking. And just one thing. I just wanted to go ahead and say that I agree with Chris on this one. To be honest, as far as player, like NBA-type player empowerment in the NFL, it's cool for the NBA because, like you said, one guy could change the entire roster of a team. One big old move can definitely do that for him. Now, in Deshaun Watson's case, if I was him and I was in his shoes and I found out that you guys just literally got rid of my best wide receiver under my nose for pennies on the dollar, I don't even know who they got for him. It would definitely feel some type of way. And the fact that he put that tweet out saying it's the same old stuff, it would definitely strike a nerve with me. It's like he's not trying to be in the office trying to be the GM or trying to pick the GM or anything right. like that, or not even really trying to pick the coach. It's just like, hey, guys, I'm getting ready to get rid of Kiki Coutee
Do you know how the NFL works and how many stars have been let go of teams because they don't want to pay them all over the league, dude? I get mad at a player for being bothered by it, right?
Like, we talk about Aaron Rodgers. I mean, what if 7 years ago he had been like, yo, can a brother get a defense?
No, but my
I'm out of here. If y'all don't give me a defense, I'm out of here next time I'm up for contract.
My point is, well, he didn't have to sign the contract. He just signed with the same ownership.
He ain't walking away from that money.
Why? He could have forced another to go somewhere else.
Yeah, all right.
He could have forced to say, I want to go somewhere else. I'm not going to play here. Brad in North Carolina, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Man, I'll tell you, the hee-haw thing, I got to tell you, man, that was every Saturday night, our whole family sit down and watch that.
Yes! Brad, no, you know, right. that show was huge, wasn't it?
I'm here to tell you, I didn't say anything, but those chicks were hot.
Yes. I was just thinking, they did have some really nice-looking girls.
And you remember, they were in the cornfield telling jokes. They would pop up and tell jokes.
Yeah, they did.
But anyway, oh, man, as far as this goes, I think that, because, you know, Deshaun never said anything for a long time and just watched this whole thing just disintegrate. I think what he's really saying is I don't trust you guys because you just basically – screwed me for the last several years and you've taken all my talent away. I think it's almost a situation where, you know, I think while he doesn't need to be in on the decisions, I think that there needs to be a little bit of a sit down with him and say, this is our plan. This is where we're trying to go. Because if you get him to buy in on it, he's the one that can really move the rest of the team to say, all right, we're all going in the same direction, instead of, you know, just saying, oh gosh, what are we
doing here? What if he's in and decides that he wants to hire a coach and the guy turns out to be terrible? Now,
but Rob, nobody thinks he's saying – I mean, I don't think he's saying that. I can't imagine he's saying hire this coach. But I agree with Brett. Like, yeah, he just – give me a little, you know –
let's squeeze one more in.
Notion of what we're doing. All right.
All right, let's squeeze one more in. Alan in Texas, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Great.
First time caller, long time listener.
Well, we appreciate it.
The last time, yes.
Yes, thank you.
If I'm Deshaun Watson, I'm leaving Houston. I'm taking my talents to Miami because if they're going
to
get
– for Tua? So you going to try to force a trade for Tua? That was
yes,
the talk.
Yes, sir, because look, honestly, if I can't put my 2 cents in to get me someone that's going to put my team and myself in a position to bring a championship to Houston, then why am I here? You know what I mean? What are we doing here? They got rid of DeAndre Hopkins, and, I mean, it's like, look, let's put it like this. The city of Houston, Texas, is notorious for bringing superstars out here. They run them to the ground, and they're never able to produce a championship. I mean, look at Harden. 8 seasons with the Rockets, no championship. Deshaun Watson's been with the Texans for, what, like 6 seasons? Nothing yet. We've only gotten to a couple playoff games, but that's it. It's like you're just wasting your talent here, man. Go to Miami. Go somewhere where they're going to want to build around you, and that's all I got to say.
Yeah, I don't think it's every player has to get input. I just think Watson is like,
you wouldn't get anything done, Chris. What's the old saying? Too many cooks spoil the broth. Yeah, everybody can't have an input.
I'm with you to a degree, but I think you're taking it a little too far in terms of what Watson wants. But I don't mind him. Like, in this situation, I understand why he's like, man, can y'all run something by me? Let me know. You know, but you can't be picking the coach or the GM. No. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Thank you for calling in and giving us your opinion. We got Tyshir's Tower of Trivia, the show that is taking the nation by storm. And Alex Tyshir blew up when he took that photo in his Speedo on Instagram.
My goodness.
The Tower of Trivia has really made him a superstar. That's next. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it's the Odd Couple coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, and it is time for Tyshir's Tower of Trivia.
Ladies and gentlemen, vegans and meat eaters, kale chip lovers, ruffle chip lovers, it's time. Yeah!
This game is so easy.
For Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
All right, you guys, it's the game that proves you don't have to know a thing about sports to work in sports media. You guys, if you haven't heard this game before, we're going to read a couple of basic trivia questions to Alex Tyshirt here, and Chris and Rob are going to have a chance to give one-word clues. The only reminder is that they have to be in English, and you can't use a different language as
That's
your clue.
That's right, Chris. Did you hear the rules by Lee?
Tell them, Lee. Rules. I'm not the one that cheats every week. One word, Rob Parker. No blanks either. No Twilight blank. Houston blank. All right? One word.
That's right, one word. And we're going to start here, you guys, with the first question. How many personal fouls does a player get before he's ejected from an NBA basketball game? Chris, we're going to start with you for a one-word clue.
Five?
CB, you know I am a savant of counting, and as you are trying to acquiesce something here, it's either a before or after effect, but seeing as you are counting upwards, I'm going to go with six on this one.
My man!
Let's go!
That. That's so
late. Yes. It doesn't what is say that? Anything about expression. You can use expression.
So, Alex, if I did this, that? Alex, if I went five, would you go four?
I'm going to go six with that. Because you're going upwards. You're not going downwards.
Yes. Right. We like this. Me and Alex see.
Bro, we tight.
All right. Alex, I
after
just got
he ripped you,
rice
Alex, you're going to help this guy?
Okay. Yeah, you kind of right. That's right.
How'd I rip him? All right, let's get it on. Move on, because I want to win this.
All right, Rob, you have a chance to tie it here. Next question for Alex. In the NFL, if a coach wants to challenge or review a play, they have to throw this colored flag onto the field. Rob, one word clue.
What you got for me, Rob? I believe in you,
wow.
Rob.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, what's up?
Today, please. Is this thing on?
All right, here we go. The color of the flag is what you're saying? Okay, here we go. Alex, you ready?
I'm ready, Rob.
Apple.
Red.
Yeah! Come on!
Let's go, Rob!
Let's go!
See, you notice how he threw in that the color of the flag? Like, come on, man. That was a hit.
I wanted to make sure that he... I just wanted to make sure he remembered
the
question.
He heard the question.
That's right, Rob. That's right, Rob.
All right, guys. We're tied here. We're going to go on to the next question. This NFL team that plays in the AFC West features a lightning bolt on its helmet. Chris, one-word clue.
What you got, CB?
any time now.
Is this thing on?
Is this on? I hear Jason Smith and Mike Harmon at the door. I mean, can we get them?
Diego.
Sand Chargers.
Yeah, no, that was a hit.
Let's go, baby.
Terrible.
Wow. 2-1 Broussard. Yes.
That's a terrible clue, Diego.
That was a great clue.
That wasn't
that
bad.
Say the
he
guy,
got it. That's a tough
You know
one
what? I would have said the guy who pumps gas near the radio station.
Oh, God.
All right, guys, we're on a hot streak, but these questions are going to start getting a little bit harder.
What? That's not racist.
Racist.
Oh. Rob, this one's going to be for you.
Freaking Rob.
The two leading...
Lillian.
All right, Rob, this one's for you. The two leading three-point shooters in the for the Golden State Warriors are collectively called the Blank Brothers. Rob, one-word clue.
Rob, what do we got?
All right.
I need some help here.
Okay, here we go.
All right, what you got? Channel your inner Alex, Rob.
One word. I'm trying to... Okay, here we go.
Come on.
All right. Splish?
I think I know where you're... Are you trying to tell me splash?
Yeah!
That's awesome.
Splish, splash, I was taking the bath.
Oh, look at you.
All upon a Saturday night.
Get it,
come
Rob.
Come on, Chris. That's the best clue right there. Splish, splash.
Not the bad. That was good. I'll give you that. That was a good one. It was good. That's a good one.
All right, we're tied up again, you guys. Let's start here for Chris. In football, when broadcasters say this game is going to be won in the trenches, what position group are they talking about, Chris?
All right, CBI. No idea. Oh, gosh, Chris. You're trying to rely on me knowing these positions. hold on. What is it? There's, oh my God. It should be, okay. God, what's the term?
Don't egg them on.
Okay. I think it's, I might be wrong here. I'm just assuming cause it's a line of men linemen, right?
Yeah.
Let's go.
What a clue.
Let's go.
What a
look at that from center? That's a terrible clue.
I was just kind of trying to think where the centers are and everything, so.
Yes.
They really call them linemen? Like a line of, oh my gosh.
They are linemen. Wow. Offensive, defensive linemen.
All right.
Me too, Broussard.
Chris takes the lead. Let's go, Rob. The most famous bicycle race in the world takes place in Europe, and of course it's called the Tour de Blanc, Rob.
Tour de Blanc. Okay, let me see.
You like those blanks.
I'm just trying to. Okay.
Come on, Rob. You're the man that's traveled to every continent. Give me some here.
Parlez-vous?
I thought we can't do other languages.
That's more than one word. That's more than one word.
Is parlez-vous one word?
No, Paul.
I feel like that's a couple words, Rob.
Paul. That's like five.
Where's Diego, Rob?
All right, here we go, Alex. This is going to seal the deal. This is a blowout today.
Rob.
French.
Can you? I'm going to say France off of that.
I called disqualification.
I think that's a little shaky.
French.
Right,
for France.
You can't use France France. That doesn't even make any sense.
It's a different word. What are you talking about?
I didn't use that because I thought I'd be disqualified for using French.
Oh, so you used parlez-vous.
Parlez-vous.
All right, one last one as the deal breaker here, and this is another tricky one.
Uh-oh.
NFL player Chad Johnson legally changed his name to match the number on his jersey, so the name on the back of his jersey read Ocho Blank. Chris, for the win.
This is Rob. I'm ahead. Rob has a chance to tie.
All right, here we go. You ready, Alex?
For you, I am.
Hold on.
One word, too, because I know what you want to say. You want to say two words, but one.
Yeah, I do want to say two words.
Don't you dare. Voulez-vous. Come on.
All right, here we go.
What you got?
Quattro?
You just broke the rules again, Rob.
It's over. It is over.
Oh my gosh.
It's like you hit me three times below the belt.
Rob, you can't give me a different language. Where's Diego?
Yeah, Diego is an English San Diego.
Oh,
yes.
Rob.
Diego is Spanish.
Rob, I know what you're trying to go with.
You wanted to say De Mayo, didn't you?
Yes, even though I don't think you could use that, I know what you're... It's Ocho Cinco, right?
Right. I was trying to go, it's too late.
I would have allowed five.
I got the trophy. I could have said five.
You could have said five.
No, but that's not Ocho
it
five.
It's what it read five. On the back of his jersey.
Yeah, all
you
right.
You could have said five.
So I guess, right. CB, you got to tell me to hit something,
Alex,
right?
Alex, you know what to do. That's right.
Alex, please stop it.
Groove with me, Rob. Groove with me, man. Groove with me like Kyrie was grooving with his sister. It feels so good to be in the victory circle. Keep it locked, folks.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is always a nice tune to end on in TV theme song Thursday on.
It's a nice way to go down.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of going down.
What?
I don't even feel right doing that segue, but
I
Doug
know.
Peterson.
What was that, Chris?
I didn't mean it like that. I didn't mean it like that. I meant going out, like getting fired, you know.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got you.
Doug Peterson obviously has been fired by the Philadelphia Eagles. And Troy Aikman today in an interview, he said that Peterson was fired. He talked to Doug Peterson. He said this on Michael Irvin's podcast, his partner, great partner, receiving partner for those Super Bowl championships in Dallas. He said he talked to Doug Peterson, and basically that he gathered that Jeff Lurie, the owner, was like, yo, we all in on Carson Wentz. And here's what Troy said. It's my belief that Doug Peterson felt that Jalen Hurts is probably the quarterback going forward. And Lurie wanted Wentz. So your thoughts on that, Rob?
I said, I mean, we both kind of felt that was the situation. Yeah, that this was about the quarterback.
Right.
and whether or not he could fix him or moving forward. And you know there's always going to be a rub between ownership and sometimes the front office with the coach. We've seen this, Chris. And who wins out? Ownership is always going to win out. And they just can't, and I get it. The part of them is like, we got this guy who we believe is a talent, and we've seen him, his high watermark, Chris, you know, in the past. We've seen him.
Well, it's been a while, but
I'm just saying, but we did. It's not like he never produced. That's all I'm saying. And now maybe he couldn't come up with a plan on how he was going to fix him or how he's going to get this thing worked out, and they just had enough. I knew it wasn't over him pulling the string, pulling the last game. I knew that because they would have fired him the day after if that was really it. It was about.
I'm not sure that didn't play a role because I brought this up. I think you may lose the locker. I don't know that he did or was going to, but you might with a move like that. But ultimately it was Carson, and I said it, Rob. Look, Carson Wentz has not been good for a while. Other than that nice run. I mean, yeah, he had the nice, you know, won some games at the end of last year that were impressive. But that was just a few games. But I do think he can be a quality quarterback in the league. Or he's certainly got the talent to. But I think he needs a fresh start. You know, like, I just didn't think he could get it done in Philadelphia in that situation. Because there was so much bad blood there, and you know, it just wasn't the right situation. And now when you get rid of the coach and you're gonna bring in a new guy, that's ultimately a fresh start, right? So he'll get his chance. That's like fresh start.
No, but yeah. it's going to be your selling point to get the job is what you're gonna do to fix Carson Wentz.
Absolutely.
And if you can't do that, Chris, you won't be hired. I'm telling you. That, am I right? That's going to be the framework.
I think the way they'll put it, you're right. I don't think they even want a quarterback competition. I think they want it to be Wentz. And if Wentz struggles, then maybe they'll say, okay, that we were just in case we got Jalen Hurts. But I would like to see a quarterback competition, and I would think any coach coming in there would want that. Because Hurts showed us something. He gave that team a spark. He didn't show enough, you know, where you definitely he's your guy. But he showed enough to be able to compete for the starting job. So we'll see. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Peace!